Love is not something that you have today and don't have tomorrow. Love grows. Families grow. God stays the same. But God is the one who says, I have established the family. God did the making of the family, the creating. God established us to love one another. God meant for us to deal with life together. Has any of you ever noticed how difficult life can be? Have you noticed that everybody in the family doesn't act right? That there's always going to be a problem? Oh, we have a problem child. Aren't you thankful that when God looks at us as His children, that He understands that we are a problem and we're going to be a problem, because that's the nature of the human existence. The problem is not the problem. The problem is this: loving someone just the way they are. If you won't love me just like I am, you won't love me very long either after you've attempted to recreate me in your image. Well, this is how you ought to act, Brother Larry. You'd be surprised how many times I've heard that over the years. Preacher, you ought to act like this. You know, Larry Vance has never been able to act like anyone other than Larry Vance. Now, that might be a mess, but that's who I am. That's my nature. That's my personality. I would never attempt to have you change your personality, because I know better. I know you. That's not going to work. I want you to love me the way I am, and I'll love you the way you are. That's the way God created family. God did not want every one of us thinking alike, acting alike, and talking alike. Boy, it'd get boring, wouldn't it? What God says to you and me is simple. I've created you in my image. I've created your personality for you to be someone special. So every member of the family is special. A special personality. The personality that God wants right there. And God wants us to work with one another, to love one another. He even wants us to put up with each other. Does He not put up with us? Do you ever notice that sometimes, now men, I know it's Father's Day, but do you know that sometimes there's a possibility that you could be wrong? Yeah, a little slim. I realize that. But the fact is, that is possible. And it's also possible that you're going to be reminded of it quite a bit. But God says that's what makes us who we are. That's what makes my family special. And God looks upon us and He said, I love you. As a matter of fact, I love you so much, I'll send my only begotten Son, and He's going to die for you. But don't you worry. He's coming back to get you. And in dying for you, He has made sure that you will never have to see death in your life. Sting of death is not going to get you. No, it's not going to happen. You're going to be out there before that body goes. The Lord had promised. We who are living look upon the physical unit and it breaks our heart. Why? Because that's a special personality. That's a special part of who I am. Each one of you are a special part of what makes me. Each one is an individual by God's design. So therefore, If I'm a part of a godly family, I realize that I'm a part of God. And I'm a part of God that God is using for a period of time, very short, and so are you. So live through the time God has given you as remembering something. He so loves you. He wanted you to be a part of His family. Now, as a family, God said, I want to give you gifts. I like giving. I do. I love, especially the kids. I love to see their eyes sparkle. Especially when mom had just said you can't have any candy. And you've got the pastor or papa. Come over and see me, son. There comes the candy. Live to see their eyes and them cackle. But God says, you are my family and I love you. Do you know that God's love for me is what holds me together and you together? Do you realize that without God's love gluing you, the inner you together, that you would completely fall apart? It's that love that unites the family. Now, if you grow up with brothers or sisters, you know there just might be throughout that family period a few fusses and arguments within the family, right? Knock down, drag outs a lot of times too, wasn't it? But do you know that when it comes down to the love that God has for us as a family unit, no matter what life does to us, hands us, no matter how many times life knocks us down, He's always there to pick us up. He's always there to put the band-aids on our life where we need it. Always there to touch that heart. That's because for God so loved that He gave. So He gave gifts. Let's look at those gifts this morning. God's gift of children. It breaks my heart to hear folk who are getting ready to have children fussing and griping about having a child. You don't want your child, I'll take them. I'm an old man, I'll still take them. In some cases, I'll even take your teenagers, but very few cases. But I love children. I love family. I did not grow up in a tight family. I did not grow up with having what the majority of the families have. I didn't see that. I grew up knowing that there was something missing. And I see that something in other families. So I look and I understand. I wanted that for my family. I've given my family love. What a father ought to do. And you know what? One of the greatest and happiest days in your life should be when you're told you're going to be a father. You're going to be a mother. I thought, Larry Pete's going to be a family man. And everybody said, no, that ain't going to work. But God says, I'm going to give you a gift. Children. You treat them as a gift. You treat them as God wants us to treat Him, as a gift direct from Him. There's pleasure in God giving gifts. He gave me eternal life. He said, I'm going to give you children. I have a son and I have a grandson. And I have your sons and I have your daughters. I got a whole lot of kids that I love. And God says, Psalm 127 verse 3, children are a gift from the Lord. Now you got that, grown-ups? Children are a gift from the Lord. Now, so God gives me a child. I better respect that gift direct from God and understand that there's a purpose for that child. God does not create junk. And for every human being that's ever existed, there's a purpose. But God says, for you, Larry, your purpose is to love. Purpose is to love. You know, you talk about love, but have you thought about love? To love can hurt. You know, loving is not always a good feeling. To love is to hurt. Because a part of you is a part there that you're looking at, that child. That part, when it hurts, you hurt. One of your children hurt, you hurt. And God says, it's my gift. It was His gift to give me a child, children now, for me to be able to hurt with them and for them. You see, you have to get a little age to understand that being a gift. But to love enough that you feel their pain. For those of you who have daughters, I'll guarantee you, when that daughter's heart is broken by some snotty-nosed boy that comes their way, Daddy, get the gun. Get the ball bat. You see, we love to the point that you're that pain I feel. I feel it all. You and I, that's a gift from God. Do we not understand that God is saying, I'm going to show you how I feel when anything hurts you? That's a gift from God. Said, I'm giving you a gift of being a parent. Father, act like a father. Grow up. Be a man. Accept responsibility. Do what God had blessed you to do. Be the father. God's gift of wisdom. There's another gift. Now, think of this. God says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a family. It's a gift. Children are a gift. Now, I'm further going to give you in each one of these gifts I have for you on Scripture, I'm going to give you the gifts to take care of the family. What excuse do I have as a father not to be the father that God has called me to be? If He gave me everything for fatherhood. God's gift of wisdom. For one thing, wisdom is never attained by knowledge. You can be smart. You can have the knowledge up here. But the wisdom is a spiritual matter. Wisdom comes from God. And knowledge is good, but wisdom is the perfect part. Wisdom direct from God to raise a family, to watch over a family, to protect a family, to love a family. Wisdom from God. Proverbs 24, verse 3. It takes wisdom to have a good family, and it takes understanding to make it strong. Understand something. Every kid in your life's going to mess up. Probably not as bad as you did. Hopefully. But they are. Use wisdom. Encourage. Use wisdom. Look at the heart of that child that God has entrusted to your care. You're not going to have them very long, folks. They're going to be leaving home. You hear me? And then you're going to worry. I don't care how many times you said, oh, I'll be glad and that boy's out of here. No, you won't. Where's my boy? Where's my girl? I hope they're okay. Dads, you remember when the driver's license comes and here you are. I know, moms, you're just as involved in this, but dads are acting like, oh, they can handle it, they can handle it. But Dad's sweating it just like Mom is. In your house somewhere, there's got to be a creak. A creak, squeak in the floor, a squeak in the door that your husband never has fixed. And then when your child becomes a teenager, you tell your husband, don't you dare fix it. I want to know when that door opens. We had gravel on our driveway when Jason had learned to drive. And he, of course, had to have a girlfriend down in Cave City. Cave City. And I guarantee you, it could hear the gravel turn over in the driveway when he had come home at night. And then, and only then, could you close your eyes to sleep. Because you had to hear it. Or you had to hear the squeaking door. Whew! They're home. That's wisdom. It takes wisdom to know how to deal in a family. Understanding. I know they got to get in that world, but that doesn't keep me from being nervous while they're out there. About that sound of that door shutting, I'm home. I'm safe. That's a loving home when the child can't wait to come back home. Next gift is God's gift of love. You thought you did loving on your own, didn't you? That's a gift direct from God, 1 John 4:7. Practice loving each other, for love comes from God. Did you know that love happens to be a learned attribute? You got to learn it to, hey, do you realize how many years it's taken Faye to work up on this love stuff for me? We've been married 52 years. She's still working on it. Love is learned. Have you noticed that? It's learned over time. The love that you will have at the beginning will change. Did you know you change? Do you know you're not the same person you were a few years ago? You know, most of the time you're not the same person you were an hour ago. Have you noticed that your attitudes change? Your thought process changes? Did you know that love never changes, but it grows? Love will grow in two ways. It'll grow closer, it'll grow apart. It's according to what you do to nourish it. But God says that love that I placed into your heart is a gift from me. What are you going to do with it? You see, that's the point I'm getting at here. All of these are gifts God gives you. But if you don't do something with the gift, if you don't use it, then what good's the gift? Is it any different than an individual who doesn't know how to read, but another intellect who knows how to read, but they don't? Is there any difference in those two? God said, I will give you the gifts, but I won't make you use them. I will not make you be the father that I want you to be, but I'll give you every gift that you'll need to succeed in it. Because each one of us are different personalities. God gives us those gifts in special ways. So it's when you're telling someone, oh, here's how you need to parent. I'm not about to tell you that. I'm still working on it myself because you're an individual. But I do know this. God has given you the gifts to be the father, to be the mother that He's called you to be. He's given us the wisdom to pay attention to it. God's gift of direction. Now, Deuteronomy 6:7. You must teach these commandments to your children. And talk about them when you're at home or out for a walk, at bedtime, and the first thing in the morning. When that child leaves, you let them know God loves them. Moms, dads, always put the word out. No, everybody's not going to sit down, and everybody's not going to do a Bible study, and everybody's not going to have the prayer like you think they should have. Everybody, though, when you raise them in the way of the Lord, when they are old, they will not depart from it. You may think that that child is going wild and stepping out of line, but I guarantee you, you raise them in the way of the Lord, and God says they will come back. They will come home. Life hits. Have wisdom, Dad, and understand this, that in life, the way with your own life, you know that nothing is fair out there, and your child is going to be hit with it. But that child's a gift from God. You treat him or her like that gift. God says, I'll give you wisdom. The wisdom that I give you, feed it to your child. Feed that wisdom to your child. The love that I give you, feed that love to your child. And I mean feed it to them. You make sure that they know that you love them no matter what the situation is. You make sure that they know and understand that that love is strong because it is of God. And you are blessed. And God has seen to it that you are blessed. That direction that you give, you must teach them. I'll tell you this, and you know it well, as a parent. You can tell a child day after day, this is a road you need to be on. This is how you ought to act. This is the way you ought to do it. That's our calling as parents. We are to give them direction. But you know, as soon as they're out of your sight, that direction can change. Because they can take a wrong turn. Did you ever take a wrong turn in life? Did you ever hit a ditch in life? Have you ever messed up in life? That's called life. Therefore, use understanding when it happens. Use love. And make sure that you always top it off with wisdom. Put it together with wisdom. Be wise in love. Be understanding to the point that you know they're going to mess up, but you also know you're going to be there to love them, to dust them off. Oh, how many parents over the years that I deal with that was so angry at their child because there was an accident. You know, I just can't believe that happened. But in the process of it happening, their only prayer was, Father, please protect them. Make sure my child comes home. And Lord, you send my child to me who justified me and did just the opposite of what I told them to do, and I'll kill them myself. That's love that we have. We get upset with them, but our love supersedes all of that. And we never pull the hair out of their head because we love them. That's wisdom in love. That's God saying, I've given you this gift. Use it wisely. You give them direction. Make sure that that direction you give them is godly direction. Here's the last one. God's gift of discipline. You know, I'm so amazed at us because I'm a Southern Baptist pastor. I teach the doctrine, biblical doctrine. And I know that I am to correct a child. But it really bothers me knowing also that as a Christian, and I call myself a New Testament Christian, because there weren't any Christians till the New Testament. That's where that comes from. And I am. But how come I pick up the Old Testament when it comes to people wanting to punish? I'll beat you with a rod. Well, the Bible says that I am to beat you. No, it doesn't. It says correct. I will beat you with a rod. I remember one of the laws, it was in the state of Kentucky, I think, at one time, that was out there that you could beat your wife with a rod that would fit through her wedding band. Boy, that was loving law, wasn't it? I don't know whether it's off the books or not, but I guarantee you I wouldn't try that. But God says to you and me, I've entrusted this child to you. Correct that child. But do you really believe that Jesus wants you beating a child? I thought it was Jesus that said, allow the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. I thought I was to correct my child with wisdom and with love. I thought that Jesus talked about me using my experiences in life to direct a child. Show me one place where Jesus tells you to do that. I'm not talking about spanking a kid's hand or spanking their hiney. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about beating children as a sin and ungodly as it can be. And it's sad that so many people use the Bible. Pull up Proverbs. Pull up other scripture of the Old Testament. And say, this is what we're to do. Proverbs 19:18. Correct your child while there is still hope. Do not let them destroy themselves. Okay? Now, is there scripture that talks about beating? Yes. Of the Old Testament? No, there's also a lot of scripture in the Old Testament telling you to kill people that don't act right. Do you know that? Have you noticed that before the day of grace, that whole societies were wiped out by order of God? Then why do you call yourself a New Testament Christian in one spot, but you pick up the law in the other? And why do we use the laws of the Old Testament to nail someone, but we don't apply it to our own lives? I was born in a day of grace, folks. I've received mercy and grace. And I've received some hard physical punishment. Belt buckles and everything else. From tobacco sticks to anything you could think of. I was raised that way. But my son never saw it. Never felt it. All I ever had to do was look at him. That was over. But it's correcting to do it in the proper way. To love and to listen to what God is telling you to do. Us preachers, we've heard our whole lives as in the ministry. You know, you've got to get the word of God to them. Yeah, now, Brother Larry, I want you to stand up there and you scare them. If I thought that I could scare hell out of somebody and the devil would never touch them again, then I'd do my best to do that, but it don't work. Excuse me, Brother Randy. It don't work. I'm glad I wasn't talking about beating being over here with Randy. But think about it. What does it do? Does he not tell me to love? And in through love that I will see that person change? I don't understand what is going on or why it happened that way, but I'm going to love you despite. I want you to love me despite me. Despite my personality, and just love me. Isn't that what it's about? Isn't that where the power is? Isn't that where the wisdom shows us with a child? How many times do you think a child, I had to deal with so many kids in the criminal justice system for all those years, and to listen to the parents come in and tell me how they, you know, chaplain, I did the best I could. I beat that kid within an inch of their life. And I'm sitting there, the old Marine Corps coming up in me, and God saying, shut up, Larry. Shut up, Larry. Didn't work. Remember me telling you about the one kid, the 10-year-old? Then my daddy always told me I'd end up in here and I didn't disappoint my daddy. Daddy, you got a lot on your shoulders. Use the wisdom with the authority as a father. Use love. Use direction. And when you use discipline, you use discipline in a proper way. You don't want God coming after you. You don't want that. And he said that for a person that would abuse any one of his children It would be better for him that he had a rock tied around his neck and he was cast to the depth of the sea. He said, even to offend one of them. Whew. But he did say, correct them. Point them in the right direction. You know, I think the worst punishment that would have ever been given to me, that would I may have learned something. I can tell you what, folks. I never learned a thing from any of the beatings or the whippings. Not a thing except for bitterness. But God overshadowed it with love and turned it around and called me to preach. And I think, Lord, are you sure you got this right? But I know the feeling. I know the pain. I know the hurt. But I know it from the depth of what it does on the inside. It's not the physical pain. It's the feeling of not being wanted. And then God comes along and God said, I want you. Who you think I'm going to serve? The peace that comes with love. Oh, when God puts me in time out, that's horrible. My Lord doesn't have to raise a hand to me. Larry Pete, I'll put you in time out, Lord. I'm good. I'll do it. And my spirit is lifted. So why would I not serve a Father who just understands I'm a human being. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. I got a Father that happens to love me. And I would suggest you don't mess with me, for when you do, my daddy is coming looking. God showed us that. His son was in a tomb. And man thought they had it made. They were under control. They had it all. Jesus is dead. Jesus had cried out from the cross, Abba! Abba! In Hebrew is daddy. Daddy! Why have you forsaken me? And God had had enough of the human condition. And he came, got his son. You think he still doesn't do that? I know he does. I am a botched abortion. And I'm God's child. Fathers, treat your children the way God treats you. Love, understanding, discipline, and feeling. God puts emotion into his love. Did you know something? The greatest hero I have, Jesus Christ. Did you know he wept? Jesus cried. Jesus cried because he looked at the children. And you know what he had said? I wanted to gather you under my wing like a chicken, the hen would. I wanted to protect you, but you would not let me. Fathers, you make your love so welcoming that that child wants daddy's protection. That's love. It's all a gift direct from God. Now, what are you going to do with it?